This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. On Thursday evening, for the last time, President Bush addressed the American people from the White House as the sitting president of the United States of America. The president highlighted what he considers some of the hallmark achievements of his administration, including a prescription drug benefit for Medicare, the No Child Left Behind Act, and two solid choices for the U.S. Supreme Court. But the president made it clear that starting on September 11, 2001, the focus of his administration changed and changed permanently. Here now, President George W. Bush from his farewell address Thursday evening in his own words.
This evening, my thoughts return to the first night I addressed you from this house, September the 11th, 2001. That morning, terrorists took nearly 3,000 lives in the worst attack on America since Pearl Harbor. I remember standing in the rubble of the World Trade Center 3 days later, surrounded by rescuers who had been working around the clock. I remember talking to brave souls who charged through smoke-filled corridors at the Pentagon, and to husbands and wives whose loved ones became heroes aboard Flight 93. I remember Arlene Howard, who gave me her fallen son's police shield as a reminder of all that was lost, and I still carry his badge. As the years passed, most Americans were able to return to life much as it had been before 9/11. But I never did. Every morning, I received a briefing on the threats to our nation. I vowed to do everything in my power to keep us safe. Over the past 7 years, a new Department of Homeland Security has been created. The military, the intelligence community, and the FBI have been transformed. Our nation is equipped with new tools to monitor the terrorist movements, freeze their finances, and break up their plots. And with strong allies at our side, we have taken the fight to the terrorists and those who support them. Afghanistan has gone from a nation where the Taliban harbored al-Qaeda and stoned women in the streets to a young democracy that is fighting terror and encouraging girls to go to school. Iraq has gone from a brutal dictatorship and a sworn enemy of America to an Arab democracy at the heart of the Middle East and a friend of the United States. There's legitimate debate about many of these decisions, but there can be little debate about the results. America has gone more than 7 years without another terrorist attack on our soil. This is a tribute to those who toil night and day to keep us safe. Law enforcement officers, intelligence analysts, homeland security and diplomatic personnel, and the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Our nation is blessed to have citizens who volunteered to defend us in this time of danger. I have cherished meeting these selfless patriots and their families, and America owes you a debt of gratitude. And to all our men and women in uniform listening tonight, there has been no higher honor than serving as your commander-in-chief.
Later in his address, President Bush admitted making some mistakes during his 8 years as president and also pointing out that many of his decisions, particularly with respect to the war on terror, have been controversial. Yet the president defended those decisions and maintained that America needs to continue following our guiding principles, regardless of who's president.
I have followed my conscience and done what I thought was right. You may not agree with some of the tough decisions I have made, but I hope you can agree that I was willing to make the tough decisions. The decades ahead will bring more hard choices for our country, and there are some guiding principles that should shape our course. While our nation is safer than it was 7 years ago, the gravest threat to our people remains another terrorist attack. Our enemies are patient and determined to strike again. America did nothing to seek or deserve this conflict, but we have been given solemn responsibilities, and we must meet them. We must resist complacency. We must keep our resolve, and we must never let down our guard. At the same time, we must continue to engage the world with confidence and clear purpose. In the face of threats from abroad, it can be tempting to seek comfort by turning inward. But we must reject isolationism and its companion, protectionism. retreating behind our borders would only invite danger. In the 21st century, security and prosperity at home depend on the expansion of liberty abroad. If America does not lead the cause of freedom, that cause will not be led. As we address these challenges and others we cannot foresee tonight, America must maintain our moral clarity. I've often spoken to you about good and evil, and this has made some uncomfortable. But good and evil are present in this world, and between the two, there can be no compromise. Murdering the innocent to advance an ideology is wrong every time, everywhere. Freeing people from oppression and despair is eternally right. This nation must continue to speak out for justice and truth. We must always be willing to act in their defense and to advance the cause of peace.
The president says America is clearly facing difficult times right now at home economically, as well as the remaining challenges abroad, and he says that will be true of every future president. But he also says he has confidence in the future of this country because he has seen the goodness of the American people.
We have faced danger and trial, and there's more ahead. But with the courage of our people and confidence in our ideals, this great nation will never tire, never falter, and never fail. It has been the privilege of a lifetime to serve as your president. There have been good days and tough days. But every day I have been inspired by the greatness of our country and uplifted by the goodness of our people. I have been blessed to represent this nation we love, and I will always be honored to carry a title that means more to me than any other, citizen of the United States of America. And so, my fellow Americans, for the final time, good night. May God bless this House and our next president. And may God bless you and our wonderful country.
George W. Bush, in his own words, for the final time publicly as the sitting president of the United States. This is Dateline Washington. We'll be right back.